Hello.
Good morning. My name is Kay. I'm calling from the Alabama Unemployment Call Division. I'm returning a call back to the person who requested the call. May I speak with that person call?
Yes.
Okay. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was calling back to try to redo my claim. I had got a paper in the mail, the car got.
Okay. What's your social security number?
16-29-9895.
And would you repeat that license number? I mean, that social security number for me?
416-29-9815.
9815. Okay, Mr. Grant, and would you give me your driver's license number?
Just a second.
Thank you. Thank you.
Six. 692-536.
Okay, so that number was 692-2536. Is that correct?
It's 22-536. Yes, ma'am.
692-2536.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Mary Grant.
And
Mary
Ann. Okay. What's your date of birth?
12/22/1980.
Okay, I'm going to open up an unemployment claim form for you, and I just need you to answer the questions on the claim form.
Okay.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Ma'am?
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or benefits card?
Actually, I had to do the benefits card right now.
Okay, that's fine. I just need to read the paragraph regarding the disclosure statement. For the benefits card, it says you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a zero in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are cart replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal, imbalance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to assess your funds, imbalance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be assessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and condition for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your mailing address?
6481 County Road 32, Lisman, LISMAN, Alabama 36912.
Okay. So I have your mailing address as 6481 County Road 32, Lisman, Alabama 36912, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Is 6601-686-8619 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Enterprise, Montgomery, Decatur, Butler, none of the above.
Repeat that question again. I say Butler.
It was asking, have you ever lived in Enterprise, Montgomery, Decatur, Butler? So
Butler.
You said Butler?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 155 Mayor Beth Loop, 2801 Rob John Road, Rob John Road.
That's it.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Chipotle, St. Mary, Edward Waters, University of Florida, none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
What was the last day that you worked?
About 3 years ago.
Say what now?
Two years ago.
You have been out of work for 2 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I can't open a claim up older than 18 months.
Well, let me see. The last job I had wasn't 18 months. It was TIC. Give me the date.
So give me a date.
I say September of last year. Yeah, I forgot what I had did TIC. That was the last job I had. TIC construction.
Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
For a business.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from
no,
an employer
ma'am.
You have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
16.
And do you get work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
A labor helper.
What kind of helper?
A labor helper.
Okay, laborer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of work you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of your employer?
Curtis.
C-U-R-T-I-S?
Yeah, Curtis. Kurt.
And I need the address and phone number for the business, please.
I had to find it. It's TIC. They're out of Colorado.
Okay, if you can give me the address and phone number, I can complete the claim. If you don't have that information, you can call us back when you have it available.
I can get it. Hold on just a second. Get somebody to pull it up now.
Yeah, Englewood. It's 12510 Bedford Avenue, Building 2. Englewood, Colorado, 80112.
You get that, miss?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize the voice changed on me, so ask her to give it to me again, please.
It's 12510 Belford, Belford Avenue, Building 2 in Englewood, California. Colorado.
Colorado.
80112.
And that was Englewood, Colorado.
Yep.
And what's the phone number?
Hold just a second.
303-325-0300.
And this was your last employer?
Yes, ma'am.
And the name of the employer was Curtis?
Yes, I don't know his last name. All I know about Curtis. Concrete.
Curtis Concrete?
No, ma'am. I don't know his last name. I just know that what I was doing, concrete work.
Okay. Well, if it's not, if you don't have a last name, a letter is going to go out to this individual. Do you think that he would receive it with just Curtis on it?
Hold on, let me see what his last name. I'll just say. Curtis Hazelwood.
Is that H-A-Z-E-W-O-D or S-E?
The one you said the first time.
H-A-Z-E-W-O-O-D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just adding that to your work history.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it as Curtis Hayeswood, 12510, Bell Woods, Belfort, I'm sorry, Belfort, Avenue Building 2, Inglewood, Colorado, 80112. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when did you start working for them?
2000. I started with them in July of 2020. Yes, ma'am.
And was it the first part, middle part, or end of July?
First part.
What city and state were you working?
Alabama, Pennington, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation
no,
pay,
ma'am.
Sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for them?
Well, actually, they travel. They be going from state to state, and the year I was working for them, it was in Alabama.
So why are you no longer working for them?
I wasn't able to travel.
So did you quit, or did they discharge you?
We got laid off. The job had ended.
So it's lack of work.
Mm-hmm. For my area, I would hate to track.
Do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
No.
I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number, and then I'm going to read the closing statement. It's going to give you information you need to know and
okay.
instructions you should follow. The PIN number is 1580.
Oh, just a second.
I'm going to read the closing statement. If you need to give you the PIN number, I'll give it to you. It says the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits.
Yes,
if you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Hold on just a second. Let me write that down. Oh, you're moving too fast. So I had to call this number.
I'm going to review it. I'm going to review it once I've complete reading the closing statement. So it says your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. So, Mr. Grant, we've completed your unemployment claim. Your four-digit PIN number is 1580, and it will normally take 2 to 3 weeks to process your claim. While you're waiting on the results of your claim, there are two things that you should do. The first one is to visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log into their website and just make sure they have an updated resume online for you.
Okay. And another thing, you give me that other 800 number that I had to call every week.
Your certification number is 800-752-7389.
So I use this number every Sunday to call in?
The weeks start on a Sunday. They end on a Friday. You have any day between Sunday and Friday to call and do that weekly certification. Once a week, each week. That's what keeps the claim open.
All right.
Okay, you
Thank
have
you.
Any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. Have a great day. Bye.